صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں، خود انہیں کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے، فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں، خود انہیں کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے، ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے، ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے، ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا بكم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو دی مڈ ڈے شو وتھ مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان یوسف. Today being the 24th of Muharram 1446, corresponding to the 31st of July 2024. I hope that everyone is in good spirit. And today being Wednesday, du'as are accepted from Zuhr till Asr. So please remember us at the Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in your du'as. Remember the Ummah and remember all our brothers and sisters who are fighting for the liberation of Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate them. We also make du'a for all the marhumin, those that are not with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, Maghfirat, make their qabrs from the gardens of Jannah, and grant the families Sabrun Jameel. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today's topic we're going to start off our show by speaking about the importance of friends and how to choose one's friends and how should we find the correct friends that will keep us on the straight path. You know, when we choose our friends at an early age, then from then it's a sponge where they can either be a blessing or they can be very detrimental to us. It's very important that we look at the qualities of a friend, but rather the quality matters, is not the quantity of your friends, but rather the quality of a friend. So with that being said, we're going to see what do we look for in a person, in a friend. A friend is a person who will look out for you. A person will look out for you, right? And they will look for your best interest as to how they can help you, progress, how they can help you grow in life. And if you are down and out, like sometimes, you know, it's normal for insan, for us to feel this way, to feel low sometimes. You know, when some of these days you just sit back and you just ponder and you think, you know what? I'm feeling not so, they use the word, I'm not feeling so lacquer today. You know, I just don't want to talk to anybody today. I just want to be myself. I just want to stay away from everybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, read the surah al-Duha. You know, they say you must read surah al-Duha. It brings so much peace. And the Quran, you know, I've always said it, that the Quran is a rahmah, is a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran. Every problem that we have, the Quran and the Sunnah has a solution. Surah al-Duha is a perfect example of how we should always put our reliance. We should never have this thing about being depressed. Now, back to our topic. A friend is a person who will look out for you. And the best of friends is the one who will guide you and keep you on the straight path. And even if you have, you know, it, like I was saying, it's not the amount of friends that you have in your circle, rather than the quality of the friend or friends that you have that will either make you or break you. As we're growing up, we realize that you rather have a few friends who will stand by you through the lowest of your time and celebrate your best of your achievements. You know, sometimes when you achieve something in life, you have you either purchase your own house, you purchase your first car, you know, you're about to get married, and you have these childhood friends that when you're growing up, it's a small number. You can count it on your fingers, right? And you can go towards them, you can go to them, and you can share these moments with them, and you can share these joyous occasions with them. But rather, a true friend would be harsh with you in saying things that will be for your benefit. They'd rather coach you, they'd rather give you the bitter truth than coach you with a sweet lie. Coach you with a bitter truth, tell you the bitter truth, then rather sugarcoat it with a sweet lie. You know, when somebody tells you just to make you happy, knowing that this thing is wrong, but because you want to do it, they're going to sugarcoat it and they're going to just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to just tell this guy here that this is what it is, such so he can be happy and, you know, he won't like chow my brains, he won't irritate me. Rather, a true friend will tell you, listen here, what you're doing is not the best of things that you're supposed to do. You might feel upset for that moment, for that time, but you will realize that what he said was true. So let's turn to the Quran and let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about choosing friends. Surah 60 verse 1, Surah Mumtahina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, do not take my enemies as yours as trusted allies, and showing them affection even though the denier has come to you. Inshallah, we're going to be bringing on, you know, when it comes to Quran and Sunnah, then as Mufti Sahib was saying, that he gave an example that when we go to the shops in a previous program, The Bliss of Marriage, he says, if you want to go to send somebody to the shop, you know, he'd rather send me because he says I'm a go-getter and I know all these shortcuts. But he can't ask me about things regarding the Quran, the Sunnah, or Fatawa, or Hadith, or, you know, anything Islamic related. So that's why we have our honorable Ustad, our honorable colleague, Mawlana Zaid. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Suleiman, well, I remember just thinking now, remember when I just started? Yeah. You said you were interested in studying Alim. Gee. So we used to do one or two, I think, few minutes every day, one of the kitabs.
Gee, gee. So Mona was just.
So it's not too late. I mean, you can still.
Du'as are accepted. You know, they say when you make a dua for a person, the priest does make Amin.
Amin. You know, and maybe, today's Wednesday. So.
Today's Wednesday, du'as are accepted.
Yeah.
Mona was just discussing the type of friends that one should have in their circle. And I was saying that the quality of the friend should overpass and surpass the quantity. You rather have three or four friends, but the quality of those friends would be better than having 12 or 15 friends who would be detrimental to your life, Mawlana.
Mm.
So I said, you know, let's turn to Quran and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the friends. So I got a few verses and maybe Mawlana can elaborate. Surah Mumtahina, verse 1. O believers, do not take my enemies as yours and yours as trusted allies, and showing them affection even though they deny what has come to you of the truth. And then towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, do not ally yourself with the people Allah is displeased with. They already have no hope for the hereafter, just like the believers lying in their graves.
Gee, Sulaiman, is pertinent topic, because as you were speaking now, I was just pondering, and you may say, but such a short period, but to ponder, but still so many lessons we learn from our own lives. Growing up, our parents always told us that, look, beware of these friends, beware of bad company. And we never ever understood it. We always thought that we know we can control ourselves. But the vision of the parents, because they experience and they know their son, they know their children, they know their daughters. So they say that stay away from bad company. And we, growing up, we said, we know, we will control ourselves. But later in life, the traits, those qualities of those of that bad company, the results of it, it rubbed off onto your shoulders. And then what happened is it came into your life. A person who is engaging in a certain bad act and he's trying to give it up, as long as he's going to be in that company of that of those that circle which this crime is being perpetrated, he's going to continue with it. But as soon as he breaks out of it, and then he has to have a substitute. If you keep on telling your children, no, 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 you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that, and we as parents are not giving them a substitute, then we're not really being of any benefit to them, because we're saying no, but we're not filling that space, that gap. So like this, staying away from bad company, it's good. But then you have to adopt good company. And this Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah. O people, O believers, O people of Iman, fear Allah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with the truthful. So in this verse, taqwa and being with the truthful. Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us that you want taqwa, be with the truthful people. And Sulaiman, in this verse, sadiqeen is mentioned. Allah never said, wakunu ma'al ulama, wakunu with, wakunu min as-salihin. Allah didn't say, be with the pious, or be with the ulama. Allah is saying, be with the truthful. So why is it such that Allah is mentioning this? Because it's showing us, teaching us, that it, in whichever sphere of life, whichever category you belong to in terms of your occupation, but if you are truthful to Allah, you get a person who is a scholar, but he's not truthful. So then what happens there? There is this deception. So this outstanding quality should be for me as a husband, should be as for you as a son, should be as you for a wife, should be for you as a child, as a son, for you as a mother, for you as a businessman, for you in whichever sphere of life, this quality of truthfulness must be there. So, where is this truthfulness directed towards sincereness? It is towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you are determined in your in your plan, in your vision, then nothing can stop you, nothing can bring you to your feet. Haji Suleiman, this morning we heard of, it was, we opened our eyes and we saw that it was a shaheed. It is Ismail Haniyeh had passed away. And we saw this. And then you read of his life. His three sons, they were martyred. And what did Ismail Haniyeh say thereafter? He said, you think, he's addressing the West, he's addressing the US, he's addressing the rogue regime, he's addressing all of their sponsors, and he's telling them that you think by killing my children, my sons, that it's going to stop me in pursuing what I need to pursue, and the leaders of Hamas to protect Palestine, to protect Gaza. Never can it be. We will continue. Haji Suleiman, just now I saw also, it's on one of these news websites, so it didn't have the faces, they cut off the faces. Not that they, because of Shari reasons, for their own reasons. So they ask, they're giving the information to Ismail Haniyeh, and they're standing there and they're saying, that they just have the subtitles there. They say, your sons have just been martyred. So he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he carries on. So they said, perhaps now is not the right time to have a meeting. He said, no, what? Let's carry on with the meeting. Now, a person who doesn't understand will think that he doesn't have much concern for his sons. But the reality is, there's a bigger purpose. He knows these sons have given their lives for Allah. And he is now waiting to give his life. And it comes where? In the place of Tehran, where so much of Sunni blood has been spilled there already. Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu, from the Kuffar Shia, we say, this had happened, Ahle Iraq, from the Kuffar, on that basis. And so, wasn't it strange, Haji Suleiman, what was your response on this, when you just heard about it?
It was shocking. You never expected something like this to happen. And our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab mentioned to us that It's the same thing like what Marana is mentioning about Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, whereby the Kuffar, the Shias, they tricked him into coming into that place and then they assassinated him. Mm. It's a similar rule, just many, many eons, years apart.
Mm. And this year, this on our topic which you have brought up, Haji Suleiman, see, we read this morning. But if we don't have the right direction, then which way would we go? So as soon as I came to work, before I started the breakfast program, Mufti A.K. Saab had mentioned, and I didn't think about it in this light. He said that this is definitely from the Kuffar Shia, because look who invited him. And so now, having good companionship. So if you have the wrong, imagine you had a Shia. He'll say something else.
Yeah.
This is highlighting the importance of it. And these people, they have vision. Allah has blessed them with a cert. It's not just analyzing news like how you will go on 702 and that. This has a specific purpose. And the specific purpose is, what is the benefit for me if I say this? What is the harm for me if I believe in this? So, Ismail Haniyeh, he went in innocently. 62, he was born in 1962. Passed away, and his age was 62 as well. So he's born in January in 1962, and here he passes away on the 24th of Muharram 1446. But see the legacy that he's left behind, that he wasn't willing to give up anything. Palestine is my focus. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a grandchild of his has passed away. They say that Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, gives the news to say that, look, this is what has happened. And the news comes in, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is still sitting in his place. And then the message goes out that, please come, we are waiting for you. Please come. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes And then he sheds a few tears. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are watching this. And they said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tearing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever doesn't have mercy, that cannot be that a person is a human being and he does not have mercy. Whoever does not express mercy, mercy won't be shown unto him. So mercy and all of this, but that original way I'm saying to you in the beginning, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaging in a particular task, but he was determined. Those who passed away, they got their position already. Not to say that we should ignore those situations. But when your focus is on deen and your children have been granted this martyrdom, then this is something that is to be proud about. Not arrogant, but proud, happy that my children. And he goes into the meeting, continues things as normal, and today this is what has happened. So Haji Suleiman, this is how they threaten. They go for your children, they go for your... It's the same with Sheikh Anwar Olaki. They martyred his daughter, 10 years of age. And you can just see how they operate. The brutal style is their name of the game. They don't care. You've got to be... I mean, Haji Suleiman, can you picture any human being? Speak to non-Muslim Jews also. We speak to non-Muslims who are Jews. What do they say? These people are not from us. We are different. This has to be some Satanists.
No, definitely, Marana. That's definite. But coming back to our topic, Marana, speaking on friends, right? Just something came to my mind. There's always a perfect analogy that I always relate. I say that if you go into an atar shop, where they sell atar, even though you don't buy... You buy any atar, right? But the fragrance comes onto you, right? You walk out smelling of atar. But if you go into a blacksmith where they make iron steel, even though you haven't worked, you never touched anything, but somehow that smoke and that darkness and that blackness comes onto your body and your clothes get stained. Just like that, with your friends that you choose, the qualities have and the ripple effect on you. It's like a magnet that what they give off, you attract it. So if you have friends who have good qualities in them, you know, who are babun on the salah, always reminding you of the akhirat, always reminding you, hey, you know what, bhai, it's 1 o'clock, it's Zohar Azan, come, let's go make salah. It's Asr, we can get on what we're doing after that day, but you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it a hadith? It's a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you must watch for your two salat. Am I correct, Manana, in saying that?
Which two salat?
The Fajr and your Asr, the Asr, you must be very wary of those two. It's a hadith.
No, because these two generally we become oblivious of.
So he says it must be very important to look after it. And Manana, correct me if I'm wrong. They say when you perform those two salahs, the malaika, they change shift, from what I've heard.
During these?
When they're doing their duties. So when you perform your Fajr salah, the malaika from Isha, they change shift. So you're basically getting rewarded.
In the mornings, so it'll be in the mornings and the evenings.
The morning and the evening, the Asr time. So that's how they change the shift.
So you'll be recorded as those...
As you're reading your two salats.
Also, it doesn't mean that these are the only two salah, because then...
Remember, definitely. The five salah... It's very important to read your five salah. Someone sent me a message saying, a true friend is someone who guides you towards Jannah and cares for your akhirah.
And this year, what you mentioned in the beginning also is a hadith about the blacksmith. It is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, and Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has placed it under this chapter, Babun fil attari wa bay'il miski. So the chapter on the perfume seller and the seller of musk. And in this chapter, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Mathalul jalisi salih wal jalisi su kamathali sahibil misk wa ki. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the example of a good companion in comparison with a bad one. It is Wakiril Haddad. Kiril Haddad is this here. It is the the person who is selling, he's in the bellows, and he's a blacksmith in the furnace, he's busy in all of this here. What's the لا يعدمك من صاحب المسك إما تشتريه أو تجد ريحه. So what benefit will you take from the first, meaning those who sell ether? What happens? They from the first you would either buy musk or enjoy its good smell. Whilst when you see وكير الحداد يحرق بدنك, what will it do? It will either burn your clothes أو ثوبك. So it will either burn your body. It will either أو ثوبك burn your clothes أو تجد منه ريحا خبيثة, or you will get a bad, nasty, like a bad smell thereof. So this is exactly, it's a hadith of Bukhari Sharif. And it spells out exactly the company. And when you get Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved perfume. In it's a narration of Nasai, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ. Woman and perfume have been made dear to me. وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. But my comfort has been provided in salah. So like you've mentioned, you've got a good friend. He's going for salah. He will take you towards salah. And this salah then gives you the coolness of your eyes. As they say, plan your life according to your salah, your daily, your five times salah. When you're choosing an employee, see, does he perform his salah? So when he's dedicated to performing the duties of Allah, then he'll be dedicated to you, inshallah, in performing the duties of your organization. Haji Suleiman, I will have to excuse myself. Maaf, I have to record the news flash now, inshallah.
No problem. Jazakallah khairan. Inshallah, we're going to go for a nasheed break. And when we come back, we're going to go for our favorite segment. Although it's 3 days that we're doing the show, but it seemed to be a hit segment, Molana. The recipe segment. So inshallah, we're going to be going on for that day. Don't forget, you can send in your messages and your request. Not your request. See, I'm already thinking about Saturday. You can send in your recipes and any questions, any queries, whatever you'd like to do, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله لا أعبد في الكون إلا الله ورسولي للبشر هدى بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين وأكلم ربي خمسا أطهر بدني بصلاة بوضوئي بركوعي بخشوعي دوما ألقى بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وأنمي مالي بزكاتي أطهره برضا الله للفقراء المساكين أعطيهم حقا لله بني الإسلام وزكاة حج والشهادتين نفسي بالصوم أروضها وبحب الله أصبرها أتذكر إخواني الجواب وبجنة ربي أذكرها بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين والحج وقوف وطواف حشر أصغر في الدنيا لغني وفقير لا
ماركس صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة
20 minutes to 1 Central African time. Let's read our messages before we continue. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very inspiring show. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. Sometimes you tell them this is not a good friend. They don't listen. They don't listen to you. They say, no, he's a very good person. Only after they get hurt do they learn, which is very, very true. Another message comes in. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suleiman. Jazakallah khairan for the show. In your show, can you ask the listeners to send home or herbal remedies? So if anybody got any tried and tested home or herbal remedies, please send it through to us and then we can forward it to the relevant parties. You can send in your messages and your recipes to 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, so inshallah, today we have a baked mac and cheese. It's a classic comfort food dish that is easy to make and always a crowd pleaser. So here's a simple recipe to get you started. So the ingredients you're going to have, 8 ounces. 8 ounces is what? I am not sure. 8 ounces of macaroni, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of grated cheddar cheese, 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of butter. Jazakallah khairan, an ounce is equals to grams, so 8 ounces will be 250 grams. So 250 grams of macaroni, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of grated cheddar cheese, 1 cup grated mozzarella cheese, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, and 2 tablespoons of butter. So you're going to take this and you're going to preheat it on your oven to 190 degrees. Then you're going to cook the macaroni according to the package instructions. In a medium saucepan, melt the butter over the medium heat. In a medium saucepan or frying pan, melt the butter over medium heat. Add the flour and whisk together to make a roux, R-O-U-X, cooking for 1 or 2 minutes. Then slowly pour in the milk, whisking constantly to avoid lumps. Bring the mixture to a simmer and cook until thickened, stirring occasionally. and cook until thickened, stirring occasionally. Remove from the heat and stir in the cheddar, mozzarella, and the Parmesan cheese until melted and smooth. Transfer the macaroni mixture to a baking dish and top with additional grated cheese if desired. If you are using sprinkled breadcrumbs, then you can put it on top of this. Bake for about 20 to 25 minutes until the top is golden brown and the macaroni is heated through. You know this mac and cheese, huh? This type of macaroni. I know a lot of people have different versions of making macaroni and cheese, mac and cheese. Some use cubed chicken and they use different melted cheese, mozzarella cheese, and they put it in like a casserole bowl. Remember that everybody has the different ways of making it. But if you do have another way or another recipe to share with me, then you please send it to me. Then we can announce it, inshallah. But I hope and pray, makes dua for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you all everything of the best fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. And please remember me in your esteemed du'as. Inshallah, we're going to be terminating the show. But before we go, before we terminate, let us read that mac and cheese, classical mac and cheese recipe again. So we're going to have 250 gram of macaroni, any macaroni. Obviously, it has to be halal. Can't be putting any macaroni in there. Then we're going to have 2 cups of milk. Doesn't say the quantity, like they just say 2 cups. Two cups can be like 250 ml, 500 ml, I don't know. Maybe you can help me out here. Right? 2 cups of grated cheddar cheese. 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese. Then we have 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, and then 2 tablespoons of butter. Then you're going to preheat to 190 degrees. Then you're going to cook the macaroni according to the package instructions. Drain and set aside. Then in a small frying pan or medium-sized frying pan, melt the butter over medium heat. Then you're going to add the flour and whisk together to make a roux. R-O-U-X, can somebody please explain to me what is an R-O-U-X? Then cooking it for 1 or 2 minutes. Somebody sent me a recipe, inshallah, I will read it out for you tomorrow. I promise, I will play it, I will read it out. This will be the first recipe that we will do tomorrow. So, then slowly pour in the milk, whisking constantly to avoid lumps. I think you must make it like thin, 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 thin. Then you bring the mixture to a simmer and cook until thickened. Then you remove the heat and stir in the cheddar, mozzarella, and Parmesan cheese until melted and smooth. Right, then in a large mixing bowl, combine the cooked macaroni and cheese sauce, stir until well coated. Then you're going to transfer the macaroni mixture to a baking dish and top it with additional grated cheese if you want to. Right? And then you're going to bake for about 20 to 25 minutes until the top is golden brown and the macaroni is heated thorough. So those are our recipes for today. But inshallah, thumma inshallah, tomorrow we will continue and we shall do another recipe. One of the listeners so they sent out 1, 2, 3 recipes. So inshallah, we're going to read out these recipes tomorrow. Okay, there's another roux. Roux is pronounced as roux, is named, given to the cooked mixture of butter and plain flour that thickens and forms the base of various sauces, particularly the white sauce. Ah, okay. All right. Now can I understand what this whole roux is? See, I learned a new word today, roux. But we say jazakallah khairan to the listeners for sending and helping me out. You know, it's always nice that you have some help. Like, if you don't know something, then I have y'all to help me out. You say, okay, this is wrong. This, you must say it like this, must say it like that. Always a pleasure doing the show, jazakallah khairan. And until we meet again tomorrow, fi amanillah, ma'a salama, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة